critique on 3-Hour UAP Report Show. I would like to mention the UFO report again. Last night, a group of experts, consisting of politicians, film producers, investigative reporters, former government officials, and even a Navy pilot gathered on the Travel Channel to give their opinions on the newly released UAP, UFO, report. I found the 3-hour show very interesting. There were UAPs of many different shapes which had been videoed by official sources, which made them even more compelling because we didn't have to wonder if we were being hoaxed. Many of the videos had been taken by Navy personnel and Navy pilots. One of the things which interested me was videos of pyramid-shaped UFOs. George Knapp, a famous investigative reporter who has been involved with the UAPs for many years, said when the Soviet Union was falling apart, he figured he might be able to get secret UFO studies if he went there. He was correct, because with other things he found out, the Soviet Union had conducted a 10-year UFO study which included everyone in their military watching and reporting UFOs. He was able to come back to the United States with a film which showed three pyramid-shaped UFOs flying through the sky. This matched up with a video we had taken of pyramid UFOs. There was certainly nothing aerodynamic about a pyramid shape, and yet they flew through the sky effortlessly. There was plenty of gun camera footage taken of UAPs which yielded some interesting facts which were pointed out to us not only by the experts and a physicist, but also by a retired Navy pilot. She explained some of the controls in the video shown on the screen. For example, she said the horizontal line in the middle of the screen represented the horizon and indicated the angle the UAP was flying at. You could hear the pilots in some of the videos letting out happy screams when they were able to lock onto the UAPs with their gun cameras, since this was not easy to do. One in particular was going so fast it was extremely hard to do this, but mission accomplished. Holding the lock on a UAP was another matter. Some of them sped off so fast the lock was lost. Nick Pope, the former UFO investigator for the British government, was on hand. It seems he is in everything nowadays. He expressed a different opinion from everyone else on the panel when asked if UAPs were alien. He said they could be something else, something we don't understand. When the physicist was asked if the UAPs in the videos were alien, he said just what you would expect a physicist to say. They have to be investigated more thoroughly before he could give an opinion. Maybe the biggest surprise was the fact a retired senior intelligence officer said he believed the UAPs were alien machines. I would have thought he would have been the last one to say this. It just goes to show you never know how anyone really feels about this subject. John Podesta was the chief of staff to President Clinton and held various other offices with different presidents. It is known throughout Washington he is very interested in UAPs, and he tried to get more info on them but was stonewalled. Even though he was the chief of staff for Clinton at the time, he still could not get that info. The program was very thought-provoking, and it was interesting to get the take of others who all seemed to be interested in the subject even though they all didn't agree on what UAPs actually were. The pilot explained why many of the UAPs looked black on the screen, and others explained what instruments were used. Apparently, we were using many different devices to sense the UAPs. It is pretty hard for critics to call them just abnormal blips on the screen when you have gun cameras, radar, FLIR, night vision, and witnesses all watching the same object. All during the program, opinions to questions on Twitter were being broadcast, and it seems 2/3 of the responders think UAPs are alien. It has gotten to the point where more people than ever are following the UAPs and what is new about them. There was talk with the experts about what was believed to be a connection with nuclear energy and UAPs appearing over nuclear facilities. When they talked about this, the retired intelligence officer mentioned the fact some nuclear-tipped missiles have been shut down when UAPs hovered over them over the years. He went on to say it not only happened in the United States, but also in Russia. To hear such a former high official in a secretive intelligence agency say this, was also a surprise, even though most of us who have followed UAPs for years knew this. Sometimes getting straight answers from people we never would have expected to give them to us is quite a pleasant surprise. Another big surprise was when the NASA administrator Bill Nelson admitted he believed aliens exist. I like the idea he is having NASA conduct its own UAP investigation, but I have to wonder if they find anything important will they be allowed to tell us? Harry Reid, the former majority leader of the Senate, was very disappointed in the size of the report and its content. He has been a shaker and mover for more UAP information for many years. From what he said, I think he felt the report was a disgrace. I know I felt the same way when I saw the size of the report, which was supposed to be comprehensive and a serious study on UAPs. How can a government who issues hundreds of page reports on practically nothing issue such a tiny report on such an important topic? The physicist, Dr. Heikki Moluusi, was very good in keeping us very interested in the subject. His animated responses were right on point, even though he would demand far more scientific proof on the subject before rendering a decision about UAPs, and this is understandable since he is a scientist. While I saw the review of the UAP report on the Travel Channel, it had been on the Discovery and Science channels at the same time. Josh Gates from Expedition Unknown was the host and did a very good job, and asked some interesting questions to the experts and the television audience for the survey. Let's hope for more of these types of shows in the future when important UAPs come out, if more do.